Senate Bill 35, and we're very pleased to have Ms. Hilmer here with us. That doesn't always make her face known here in committee bag. Welcome.
Thank you, Senator Dietrich. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Deborah Hilmer, Director of the Division of Motor Vehicles, and I do welcome the opportunity to come before this committee. And Senator Dietrich's correct. This is the first time I think I've ever been before Senate Ag, so this is a new opportunity for me. The bill, Senate Bill 35, that you have before you is cleanup legislation. And to give you a little history, this has been in effect for a long period of time. But during the past year, our department was received a legislative audit finding on how the department was prorating the ethanol production payments and distributing those to the ethanol producers. And it was in the language, and so they had asked the Attorney General's office for an interpretation of that, and there was some confusion on the language and the way that it's written. And if you look at the bill, it talks about which has been appropriated by the legislature. Well, there's never been an appropriation. It's always been funded by some other means. The other one is that the distribution will be made on a first-in-time basis until the fiscal year appropriation is reached. When you talk first-in-time, the interpretation was any claims that came in, then those claims would be paid first before any claims came in after that. And it made it, based on the discussion from the committee and how we felt that it was meant to be interpreted and how we have done it from day one, is we basically take all of the claims that are received for a particular month. So we get a claim from every producer for each month, and then those claims are prorated based on the total number of gallons that have been produced, so that every producer gets an equal percentage of the total production of their payments. So based on that, after the interpretation was made that there was the confusion, the consensus was that the law was unclear and needed to have some changes made to it. So they asked us in the Department of Revenue to seek legislation to put into place what our current process or what the process has always been in the proration of these fees. This bill does not change in any manner the distribution of funds. It just merely puts into law the current practice. The funds currently received are distributed based upon all claims received for that month. When there are not sufficient funds to pay for total gallons produced, payments are prorated back to the producer based on the funds available. Each producer receives an equal percentage of the gallons they produce during the month based upon the total gallons produced for the month by all producers. The allocation is equitable to all producers. This law change will have no fiscal impact on producers, since this is how the current distribution is being handled. And with that, I'd appreciate your support of this bill. Be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions for Ms. Hilmer?
Okay. Last year, we had a bill that did appropriate money that came before the body and nearly passed. If we were to do that, would we have to change the language back and remove those overstrikes as far as an appropriation, or would that what would happen if we were to do that again and we did not have the language that you struck out regarding the appropriation in statute?
Well, as long as it's deposited into the ethanol fund, as long as that appropriation is made into the ethanol fund, I do not believe this would have to be changed.
Very good. Thank you.
Okay.
Further questions? Uh-oh.
Can I caveat that? I'm not an attorney, but I'll check to make sure, but I do not believe it would have to be changed. As long as the appropriation is made into the ethanol fund, then we would distribute it in this same manner.
So. Very good. Thank you, Deb. Yes, Senator Sittums.
I did ask that question in LRC of one of the staff people there, and they told me exactly what Deb's response was.
Thank you.
Maybe I am.
We're on track. Further proponents of Senate Bill 35. Further proponents? Are there any opponents? Opponents of Senate Bill 35. With that, we'll close the hearing, move on to committee discussion and or action.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Senator DeHewick.
I'd move a due pass.
Moved to pass. Is there a second? And seconded by Senator Simmons. Any discussion on the do pass motion? Seeing none, we will move to vote. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator DeHuick?
Aye.
Ham?
Aye.
Hutmacher?
Aye.
Koskin?
Aye.
Reedy?
Aye.
Staggers?
Aye.
Simmons?
Aye.
Diedrich Elmer?
Aye.
Diedrich Leary?
Aye.
Motion carries. We'll go to the floor with a do pass. There's a motion for consent calendar.
Second.
And seconded. Any discussion on that motion? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. It will go to the floor on the consent calendar.